Born in 1879, violinist, violist, conductor, and composer Ottorino Respighi moved to Rome in 1913. He became internationally recognized for his trilogy of symphonic poems, celebrating the fountains, pines, and festivals of the city. Now, in advance of this Sunday's WRTI broadcast of the Philadelphia Orchestra performance of the work, WRTI's Susan Lewis considers The Pines of Rome.
An organ makes its entrance in the second of the four connected movements, each of which depict the pines in a different part of the city, as Philadelphia Orchestra organist Michael Stairs illustrates on his own organ.
The first one is wild with all of the street noises, but things calm down and we go to the catacombs, and the real low notes are indicative of that.
The third movement, says Philadelphia Orchestra Associate Principal Clarinet Sam Caviezel, describes the pines of the Janiculum, a hill outside Rome.
The pines are outlined in front of a full moon, and the clarinet is a nightingale. You hear the song of the nightingale. And actually, Respighi writes in his program notes for it that there's a quiver in the air. That's the first sentence that sets the mood. And the piano sort of, I believe, is that quiver and sort of sets the stage for the very soft clarinet solo, which follows.
At the end of the movement, Respighi also calls for the use of a recording of an actual nightingale, an innovative move for 1924.
Oh, I think it was probably quite radical, and a lot of his harmonic shifts, I think, were quite radical for its time.
Respighi continued living in Rome until his death in 1936.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.